I had promised you that I was going to thank you and remind you just how wonderful you are. And you are just that. About 25 years ago, coming up on that, the Oceanside Congregation partnered with Arlington, which has been mentioned already, and together we helped build one of the greatest feats that was in that area. And as Brother Chris has shared with us in the Bible class, that has paid tremendous dividends for us in that area. I cannot even express in words just how important it is. And I have long wished that some of you all from Oceanside would make that trip over and to see it for yourself. And then you can come back and report just how faithful you all have been. This congregation has been wonderful. It's been wonderful to partner with. And if you gave Chris and I a choice, and I believe I can speak for him, anybody that we wish to partner with to take on any task over in Nigeria, it would be Oceanside, because you have proven yourself over and over again. And so we invite you, encourage you, if that's your desire, to continue the great work, because we are making a difference in a remote part of the world. And I know it's very difficult. I know I see Chris try to do it, as I'm trying to do now, to express the gratitude that these people have. They go out of their way. Please tell them back there how much we appreciate what they do. It's a great love that you show to them. And they will always want us to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your contribution, your prayers, and all that you offer for that work in that area. It's a great work that is taking place. So we want to thank you, and Arlington thanks you as well. You're a great partner, always have been, and we'll see where God will bless us going forward. I need to say this because it is true. As Chris had alluded to in his presentation, well, if he's aging, I'm 10 years older than him. So we're getting on up there. And he and I have long talked about replacements. We want that work to be sustained. And we've been trying. I say, Chris, who over there? Who can you tap? Who can you, you know, do play the role that you play? And that's what we've been actively looking for about 10 years now. And the same on my end as well. We're going to leave this world. We're going to go home to our reward. And we thank God for that. But there are souls being touched. And we are praying for those, that next generation that's going to come up and continue this great work. And I just want you to know that you're very much a part of what we're trying to do. Thank you so very much on behalf of the Central Church of Christ in Nigeria. Thank you very much on behalf of the Arlington Road Church of Christ. You are great partners, as I mentioned. I want to talk to you this morning about a particular verse in the Bible that I know that you have heard before, and it will tie in to our lesson and what I want to say to you on today. Because again, I want you to recognize what a blessing you are and have been for almost a quarter of a century. And that's no small thing. And so in the Bible, at Malachi, the chapter is 3, and the verse is 10. You've heard this before, but I want to read it because I think it is very, very appropriate for today. Here the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will be no room enough to receive it. That is powerful. That is from our God Almighty. That says, try me, test me. See if you make sure there's food in my house and see if I will not open up the windows of heaven and give you a blessing so tremendous that you can't even receive it. That's a promise from God. And so when we look at our lesson on today, I want you to keep that in mind as we go through this lesson. Sisters, do you have a favorite dress? Or brothers, do you have a favorite pair of slacks that you kind of, you know, grew out of? You had them for a while, you know, as Tris was saying, you know, life get good. You kind of, you know, start to gain a little bit more than maybe you want. And lo and behold, you've grown out of your favorite dress. But you won't give it away because it's your favorite. So you put it in the closet, and then you continue to live life, and then you make up your mind. You know, I'm going to trim down, and I'm going to get back into my favorite dress or my favorite slacks. So I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do all those things that's going to help me get back into my favorite outfit. And lo and behold, you lose 2 pounds. Well, it's not long before those 2 pounds turn into 10 pounds. Well, you're on a roll now because those 10 pounds have turned to 20 pounds that you have lost. You've shedded 20 pounds. And you are able to get back into your favorite outfit, that favorite dress. For the guys, that favorite pair of slacks. And you look good in it. You love it because that's why it's your favorite. You get compliments from it because it fits you. It's the right color. It goes with your complexion. It looks really good on you. And you always get compliments. Now, that's having it good, isn't it? Now, if you're a guy like me and you get back into your favorite slacks, lo and behold, you put your hands in your pocket and you find out that those $40 that you thought you lost many, many years ago, all of a sudden you find it. It's in my pocket. It gets even better than that because my wife don't know I have the $40. Now, it's one thing to have $40, but to have $40 and your wife don't know about it, who always telling you, you don't need that. That means I can spend it the way I want to spend it. It was good, but it just got better. And that's the title of our lesson, when it is better than you thought. When it's better than you thought. When you begin to look at the Bible, and I want you to join me in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 31. And that'll take us to verse number 40. Because there's a great, great event that's going to happen. And everybody who ever lived is going to participate. The Bible says at Matthew chapter 25, starting at the 31st verse, our Lord Jesus is speaking, and he's going to paint a picture for us that's going to come to pass for everyone who ever lived. All peoples, all nations. The Bible says at verse number 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those who are on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Listen at verse number 40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Isn't that wonderful? I want you to picture the sheep that's on the right, that's hearing these words from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is standing before them and said, I was sick and I was in prison and I was hungry and I was thirsty and you came to me and you gave me what I needed. And when he began to explain to them how they had served him, they say, Lord, we don't remember coming to you. When did we do these things? When did we visit you? When did we come and give you drink and food? When did we do all these things? And the Lord answered, if you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Now, it's one thing to have it good. To hear those words coming from Jesus is having it pretty good. To know that the things they have done, and no doubt, if they're doing things like this, they surely are doing other things that are good that they're aware of. But can you imagine being told you did good when you didn't even know it? They went from things being good to even better. It's better than you thought. I liken that to you, Oceanside, because you have done good for many people in this community. Your clothing ministry is renowned. We have members at Alton saying, you know, I have this and that. We don't have a program like this, but Oceanside does. And how do we get those things over there? That's because of the good work that you have done. That's a blessing to this community. Word is out in this community that, because I read it on your website. One person commented and said, oh, yeah, that's that church. They give away good clothing for back to school. That's out in the community. That's doing well. That's shining a light on Jesus and his love and his people. You've done well. That's a good thing. And then you begin to look at what you have done that you don't even know about. And that's what Chris was trying to share with you on today. The gift that was sent on his last trip went a long way to bless many ministers to take the gospel to the world. But see, you didn't know about that. But when you stand before the Lord in the end, and the Lord says to you, you're going to come and be with me and my Father. And you say, Lord, what did I do? And when he says all the good things that you did, Lord, I don't remember that. Do you remember giving as you prosper, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 and 2? Did you give? Yes, I gave. Well, the wisdom of your elders have taken those monies and shared some of it with Arlington to go way over in Nigeria to bless people that you never probably will meet on this side of eternity. Isn't that a blessing? You see, winning is better than you thought. Can you imagine receiving those words from the Lord and saying, well done, thy good and faithful servant? And you don't even know or remember what you did. But see, when you do right and you're faithful and you do what you're supposed to do and you give it to leadership and leadership knows how to bless you, your leadership, and based on what they're doing, you are going to be blessed as a result of it. And one day, if the Lord has his will, when we're all on the other side, you're going to meet some of the people that you helped along the way. I don't know how it's going to work. You don't either. We're still in this life. But wouldn't that be a beautiful thought? That somebody walk up and say, you lived in America. I lived in Nigeria. But your blessing came all the way over and helped me to be faithful. You see, because I was hungry. And what you gave to help feed me. I was thirsty and you gave me good water to drink by dropping a well. You see, I was sick, but you helped with the hospital to give me so I can check my pressure, so I can live longer, so I can provide for my family. You, because of what you did, the gospel came to my village. Ordinarily, we wouldn't have, but somebody traveled by way of bicycle or motorcycle, came a far distance to my lone village and preached the gospel, and I heard it, and I obeyed it, and as a result, heaven is my home. I'm with the Father for an eternity. I just want to say to you, Oceanside, thank you. But when did we do this? You were faithful in your giving. You were faithful in your prayers. You were faithful in your encouragement. When I come here, I am greatly encouraged to hear what you have to say. We appreciate the work that you're doing in Nigeria. We appreciate, and we heard, keep up the good work. We need to hear that, because I'm going to tell you something. The devil will never cease to destroy. And Chris and I can assure you, it's been a long year. Chris coming up on 30 years he's been in this country. Isn't that a blessing? And rather than be like a lot of other Nigerians that I know who came here, who got fat, will not even look back home. This man have gone and not only looked back home, but taken the gospel, did his teaching, became a missionary, and continued to this day to serve the Lord. He did not forget where he came from. Chris is a very, very special brother. It could not have been done, because I've seen it. I've seen those who come over, and once they get to America and get a taste of it, man, you know, forget them. I'm going to live my life. He has not been that way. What I'm saying is, we could not have accomplished, come close to accomplish, without the help of God, without Oceanside assisting us. God put that together. Back in the year 2000, between 2001 and 2003, when that big structure was made, this was way back then. I know it was over $60,000 that we combined to help build that building. That's a lot of money today. That's a lot of money 25 years ago. But Oceanside didn't flinch. Never did they hung us out to dry. We started a work, and you know how it is when you start a work and you can't complete it. I think they call them white elephants. I see many structures over in Nigeria where the work was started, but they did not complete it. Why? They ran out of money. They ran out of whatever. And how we prayed that that would not be our outcome. And because of Oceanside and Arlington, commitment to God and want to serve that area, we completed that building. And boy, did they celebrate. I had mentioned in the Bible class portion, it's a little bit different over there than it is here. Even when you get down to different religions and denominations, when they saw that structure going up, those who go in different churches came over and volunteered and helped build that building. They did that. I don't think we'll do much of that over here. You know, yes, you that. No. They saw what it was. You see, where this building is located, it's called the Central Church of Christ. I've been there. I was there at the beginning. 1995, I was there. And when I went there initially and met Chris, there was no building. They worshiped in really a makeshift place. They had a straw roof, whatever. Hurricane came through one time. A bad storm blew that down. We had to try to help and build up, and we did. Partner with Oceanside and say we want to do something on a grand scale. And your elders, the two that you have to this very day, agreed. And something wonderful was constructed that stands strong today. It is, as I mentioned, it's the largest building in a 60-mile radius. You know when you come across it. You can't help but see it when you pass it, go to the river. Who are those people over there? That's God's people. That's the Church of Christ. And it's been strong. And that school is very strong. Chris mentioned that it's self-supporting now. Started out as a few kids. It is now the school that is preferred over their public school. Why? Their teaching is better. Check with Chris. Those students bypass what we call the first grade and go straight to the second grade when they come out of that nursery school that we have, because they have great teachers. We're talking about Christians who's doing the teaching. And that number is growing, growing, growing. Their graduation is a big deal. It's a community event. All the church elders as well as the village elders, two separate groups, come out to celebrate these young people graduating. Oceanside, you have done a tremendous work. You will never know the impact that you have had on this part of the world. Why did you do it? Because you have a great heart. You love God. You love the gospel. You love the truth. You've been so consistent. It is a pleasure to be associated with the Oceanside Church of Christ, because we know there are people that's going to have your back. When they say they're going to do something, they do it. That's you, Oceanside. And every now and then, as I mentioned, the devil does what he does, and you get a little beat down. And Chris and I have been beat down through the years a little bit. It's overwhelming. The needs that come out of there is always more and more, more than you can help them with. It breaks your heart to see the suffering. My wife been there. She's seen it. Oh, by the way, for those who want to go over there, it is completely safe. I know Boko Haram is up north and over there. They won't come down south. They won't do it. I've talked to them. Those people are fiercely defensive. They're not going to let them come down there. It would break out in a war. I feel safer in Nigeria than I do in the United States of America. I truly do. You know why? Because over there, those brothers will lay their life down for me. Why? Because they know I represent good for them. I want to help. I can't even take a walk without them being so many steps behind. Why? Because they're going to protect me. And that's why I feel good about taking my wife over there, because I knew she's safe. So for those who want to go, if you're younger and you're looking at what you want to do, it's a great place to go. Mission work is great work. The world needs it. And what you have done, what you have done on behalf of Christ, and I'll say it again, for people that more than likely you will not see on this side of eternity, says a lot for you. So when we stand before the Lord and the Lord is doing his separation, the goats on the left and the sheep's on the right, well done to those who've done well, not so much for those who have not. The Lord is saying, you have done well. And that's why I want to share that message with you, to tell you again just how special you really are. And I know the devil is busy at Oceanside just like he's busy at Arlington. I know he want to creep into things and create, you know, discord and try to disrupt as much as he can. I know you're suffering from health problems just like Arlington. I know the devil come and try to just really tell you it's not really worth it, but it is worth it. You have made a difference in this world. You, Oceanside, the beautiful little church on the beach, as Victor say, something like that, doesn't he? You're a blessing. You're a blessing to the brotherhood. And I say that because if you do nothing else, if you add not one more penny to what you have done a great work. And I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for loving souls like us. Thank you for having the desire to see people that want to be healthy. You see, you can't save them if they're not alive. And if people are alive, they're going to have health issues. They need help. We have done our best, and you all have supported us tremendously. So I say thank you. If you decide to do nothing else, thank you. You've done well. But you are doing more. Because when I found out several months ago that you have that your eldership had decided to put us on your mission wheel, that the month of October would be the month designated for us, it warmed my heart. Immediately I called Chris and I said, Chris, guess what? Guess what Oceanside is going to do? And guess what? He was motivated. He was moved. He was moved before he went back to his homeland back in June to encourage them and let them know there are people who love us. There are people who care. There are wonderful people that's going to back the work that we're doing. And when you look at the workers in Nigeria, I'm going to tell you, yes, it's a hard place to live. Yes, poverty is very high. But they are a grateful people. They are prideful people for all the right reasons. They thank you for what you have done. They will roll up their sleeves and go to work. That's what we're talking about, that facility. Each time I go back and look at that building, I'm saying, hey, look, there was no floor in here when I left. Oh, we got lights. We have fans, windows. Because they're trying to improve. They're taking great pride in that structure that the two congregations helped build. They take pride in it. It's theirs. It is manicured. Everything you want to look at is clean because they take pride in it. It is not wasteful. It stands out in the community. This is the Church of Christ. When we take over medications and purchase them and things like that, it's a community event. The whole community come out. We have pictures, Chris didn't bring one, but the lines are wrapped around that building, people coming to get their free medications. Because over in Nigeria, it's not really medication. It's scams. And you can tell when medicine comes from the United States because it's the real thing. Church attendance, people smiling, they bouncing. They got a bounce in their step. Why? Because those medicine help them immediately. Real medicine. And they appreciate it. Whenever the Church of Christ is giving out medicine at Central, it goes out into the community. And everybody shows up. And they are grateful. Which adds to the presence of the church. That's why it's easy to teach the gospel. Because they see people that care. They'll teach our young. They help with our sickness. They give us good water to drink. We have schools. It's a great, great work that's being done. Thank you, Oceanside. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much for the partnership for the years. Thank you, elders, because I know you make those decisions. Thank you so much. And as Chris have said, when you have elder-to-elder relationship, and that's what we have with him. It breaks our heart. In fact, he showed you the one that passed away. He was a tall man. He was a tall man. Not as tall as me, but he was tall. And he and I used to go arm in arm. I didn't really speak his language. He didn't understand mine as much, but we used to go visit members. But we understood the work. Elder Raphael passed away probably a month ago. Just a few weeks ago. And of the five elders that started, and I got their faces right here, of the five elders that started, he was the last one, the last survivor of it. So all those original elders over there have now gone on to their reward. There's some replaced. Chris said they're down to two now. 600 members, and it's 600, I promise you. 600 members. Well organized. You got to see their worship service. I don't know. I know what I thought when I went over. I thought the singing would be all over the place. Discipline. Far more discipline than us, I must say. Children sit in their nursery in the front. Those who are young enough, they nap. I see one lady with a switch. That's all you need. That's all you need. There's no misbehaving. They listen. That's it. Over in the church, right? When you have members and things go off, like say our cell phone or whatever, they don't have as many. They do have them over there. Anything out of order, the deacons walk around. If your child, for an example, is making too much noise, you're disturbing the service. They work. You're talking about well-disciplined. That worship is worship. You will be shocked to see it. How the reverence that's given to God. When the preacher preaches, it's quiet. And when the elders stand up to take prayers like we do, you got to see it for yourself. Somebody come up there with some, you know, some foolishness, almost disciplined on the spot. You sit here and you be quiet. And they respect those elders. It's beautiful. You have done a wonderful work. You ought to be proud. And I am convinced that God is going to reward you for the work that you have done. You see, when it is better than you thought, you're going to stand there and hear good news coming your way that you didn't even realize that you did, just like these. Isn't that a beautiful place to be in? Isn't that wonderful? To know that you've done good and you didn't even know you did good. It's better than you even thought. That's what life is for you and I. God has blessed us to live where we live. We're able to help other people, and thank God we do. Arlington is now, our intention is to go on all 7 continents. We're on 3, counting this one, us. We're on 3 continents now. We're going to try our very best to touch souls all over the world because that's what we're supposed to do. So thank you again on behalf of Arlington. Thank you again on behalf of Central there in Nigeria. Thank you on behalf of Chris, my wife, myself. We are so appreciative of you. But most of all, we thank God because he made it possible. It's his will. All of this has come about is because of God's will. And God is always going to use his people to bring about his will. You are the people. Arlington are those people that can make such a difference in a remote part of the world. You'll never know until the Lord himself tell you what a great job you have done. Thank you. To God be the glory. Amen. If you're here and you're not a child of God, let us encourage you to become a child of God. That's what we're all about. That's the number one priority. We want people to be saved. You see, you come by hearing his word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to believe that word. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he to come to God must believe that he is, and there's reward of them that diligently seek him. Are you willing to repent of your sins? Luke chapter 13 and verses 3. Jesus said, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Are you willing to confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? Matthew chapter 10, the verses are 32 and 33. He says, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. Then we need to be baptized in water for the remission of our sins. Acts chapter 2, the verses 38. Peter told them on that day, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's how you come to the Lord. That's all you have to do. Then you have to remain faithful until the end. Revelation chapter 2 and verses 10. He told us, there's a crown I'm going to give you. Don't quit. There will be trials and tribulations, some thrown in prison, but don't you quit. Hang on. I'm going to give you a crown. Revelation chapter 2 and verses 10. For those of us here who have not walked with the Lord, but you want to make it right, thank God he gives us an opportunity to make it right. James chapter 5 and verse 16 tell us to pray one for another. Right? Those prayers are effective. They are healing. They will help us. They will bring us back to God. God will place us where we need to be, that we can continue on and serve him. That's what needs to happen today. I thank God for each and every one of you. Obey the gospel if you haven't. That's the greatest thing that you will ever do. And for those of us who have obeyed, hang in there. Don't quit. Keep on doing good, and your good will find you. And it's nothing better than hearing it from the Lord. Well done, that good and faithful servant. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Please come as together we stand and sing the invitational song.